All right, we're back now. We caught Coach Driscoll, Sean Driscoll, from St. Mary's High School, coaching the Agganis Classic in football coming up this Wednesday. Coach, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well. Tim's on the other line. It's been, you know, Sean, I think the last time I saw you face-to-face was the day before COVID broke. It was at the Garden, if you remember.
Yes, and they shut down a day or two later.
Yeah, and it was 2 days later it was gone. But anyway, yeah. Great to be back, Sean, and we've talked football, of course, since then. Tell me about the setup with this Agganis stuff, and then we'll get into some details.
Oh, we started practice last Monday. You know, we welcomed 40 guys in after some played in the Shriners game, and Agganis is the last game of the whole program is on next Wednesday night this week, and started yesterday with a bunch of games, girls softball, baseball, lacrosse, girls and boys, and basketball, I think, is tonight. It is tonight, girls and boys, and then it winds up on Wednesday here. And it's been a lot of fun. What's great about the game is the kids have one more high school football game, you know, to showcase some stuff. A lot of them are going on to college and playing college football, which is good. And you make some relationships with kids that as coaches and then the other players on the team. That compete against each other a lot, mm-hmm. Now kind of meshing together. So that's been fun.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Tim, how you doing?
I am well. Wow. Yeah, I'm good. Let's leave it there. Was it a surprise you got named to coach the team this year?
Well, I got asked back, I want to say it was late January, early February was my thought on it. I did it before in 2014 and really enjoyed it. And it was a lot of fun to coach and again got to meet a lot of kids and had a different staff working with me too on offense and defense, which was great. And then I said, yeah, I'll give it again. Being that, you know, in Lynn, you know, Harry Agganis that week is pretty important here and it's a big game and coaching Lynn being part of it's even more special than it was a few years back.
You know, certainly the legacy of Harry Agganis, what he meant to athletics, not only in Lynn, but on the North Shore, and then when he went to college at BU, and then under the Red Sox. Did you take a moment to explain to the kids just what he meant to do on the football field?
Yesterday they had the presentations of the awards and stuff, and Paul Hallinan does a great job, and one of his great nephews, spoke a little bit to that and, you know, talked to the kids earlier in the week about, you know, nowadays you just Google it, you can find out a lot about a person, you know, where he went to school, what he was to the city, you know, how he grew up. And I think a lot of kids did that because they had some comments about it, on Friday to us. You know, we kind of give them a little homework assignment.
Yeah.
Sean, you, you know, coaching at St. Mary's, after coaching in Winthrop, a very tight knit community, St. Mary's, you've got kids coming in from all over the place. Does that give you a bit of an advantage in coaching an all-star team like this? Because now you've got certainly a lot of kids from your area, but also kids who, as you said, they played against each other, and they're coming in for a very short week. You've got some tools in your kit now that you can use with these kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So coming into that, you know, the biggest thing you do, what I've noticed, you know, jumping over to private school, you have players coming from different parts of Lynn and other communities as well, meshing together as a group as it went on, and that was always, I thought, was going to be a tough challenge. But I will say, this week is kind of a crash course in it, and it's gone well. You know, there's some pretty good rivals that are here,
mm-hmm.
to play, you know, and seem to be getting along and coming together as a group. And, you know, tomorrow's our last practice. It's you know, it's challenging. There's a lot going on. A lot of kids got college orientation stuff, and getting the same group every night sometimes is a challenge. But it's been really good to go through the process to try to get them ready for, you know, they're definitely their last high school football game.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Coach, you know, I had the opportunity, 2003 or 2004 to coach the Agganis, baseball game. And it certainly was a thrill. And like you said, you have all these kids from all around the area. And it's like, okay, who do I put where? And for a lot of these kids, it doesn't matter where you put them because they're all such outstanding ball players that they can basically play anywhere. Now, I think it becomes a bit more position-specific for you, but you must have some flexibility to where you can play these guys.
Yeah. So when we come in, when they do the nominations for the game and stuff, they write down their positions and what they're thinking they want to do, and where they want to play. And the one thing good about on the Aganis, usually you can focus on one side of the ball. With the numbers not being what they were, we got a lot of kids that will be going both ways. So that's kind of exciting because some of them, you know, only played maybe offense during the year, now getting a shot to play some defense and vice versa. You know, so they're excited about that. And, you know, again, it's an all-star game, and, you know, you'll hopefully be a lot of points in the game for both teams. It'll be fun and give the crowd, you know, a little bit what they want. But as far as, you know, people coming in and seeing what they want to play and what they want to do, you know, some people wanted to run the ball. They probably didn't get a chance to run the ball at their school and probably get a couple of shots to run the ball on a Wednesday night.
That's cool. Who you got working with you, Sean?
I have pretty much my whole staff. I got Coach, you know, Coach Phelps, Dylan Driscoll, you know, Eric Mack, Bob Logue, and Todd Collier. They've been with me for a bunch of years here, so it's pretty much the St. Mary's staff.
Before I give it back to Tim, I have to ask you, Sean, you're part of an incredible coaching legacy over in Winthrop, now, of course, at St. Mary's. We go back to, I think, Bob DeFelice and then Tony Fusillo and you. And you've been a very kind friend to MSO News Sports, but I want to ask you just a comment on Coach DeFelice, because he apparently he is finally really retired, I don't know that some of the younger kids understand the legacy of his coaching in the area.
Yeah, I think you know, like you said, he is a legend between what he did at Winthrop High School. You know, don't forget he's also a phys ed teacher there. He was for years. He was the football coach for years, the Bentley baseball coach. I can't tell you how many times, you know, one of the great things I got to witness was my son playing over at Bentley when he was in high school and Coach DeFelice being there watching. And, it was great, but unless you played for him, unless you spent some time with him, you wouldn't realize what an impact he had on a lot of athletes and, you know, even eliminated athletes in high school. He was a good teacher and he had a lot of impact on, his kids that he coached over the years.
Okay, here's how far back I go. When I played at Salem State, we played Bentley, and he was the coach.
Yeah, and that, I believe it. He's a really good baseball coach, baseball guy. You know, just like his brother Frank is, and he had a great playing career. If you really look him up, he had a really good career as a baseball player and a coach. So. Tell you what, that's a long time to be active, and I think he impacted a lot of people's lives between Winthrop and Bentley.
Yeah, I will tell you, it was like 1974 when we played over there.
Yeah. Okay, Tim. Sean, before we let you go, what's the breakdown of the squads, east, west, north, south, and where are your kids?
North, south. So we're the south side, and we got the Lynn schools, the KIPP, the Classical English, St. Mary's, Lynn Tech, you know. Chelsea, Revere, mm-hmm. Winthrop.
You got a bunch of kids.
A couple of kids from Arlington Catholic.
Oh, cool.
And we have a gentleman from the North Shore from Pingree.
Excellent, excellent.
So we're on the south side where they're more Swampscott, Marblehead, mm-hmm. St. John's Prep, and on that side of things. So it should be interesting. I think it'll be a fun game to watch. And, you know, the biggest thing we tell our kids, we get a short time to prepare, is just come ready to play and ready to compete, you know, have some fun. And take it from there. It's great to be on the field in July coaching high school athletes, you know, especially in their last game. It's been a great pleasure to be out doing it, because it seems like when the season ends in November and it's on, it seems like it takes forever to get here, mm-hmm. Again. So I think, it's good. I think it's good for my staff and, you know, hopefully, before you know it, it'll be August 18th or 19th, whenever we get the official day camp, and we'll be talking again.
We will, and I just want to congratulate you and Tim as being, again, as coaches. Paul Ingram's a good friend of mine, and he never took anything for granted, and he said it was a tremendous honor being a coach of one of the Aganis squads.
Yeah, it's a big game in the city, and I think one of the greatest things they did was add the other games to it, too. As you know, Harry Gannis was a great baseball player. I had some time with the Red Sox, and I think that was important, too. And yesterday, the award ceremony, the scholarships they give out, there's a lot to this and a lot of work that goes into it. And like I said, Paul Halloran and his crew that he has helping him out do a great job.
Tim, last thoughts?
Sean, listen, it's been great talking to you. We don't talk enough. And well, we used to talk all the time, but maybe as we get into August, I'll show up on the field and we'll do a little interview.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Coach, great talking with you as always. Have fun this week and be well.